Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
So our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 11. The Gospel of Luke gives us numbers as crowds continue to follow the movements of Jesus and his popularity and notoriety spread. So many were crammed on the shore of the lake that he had to get some distance in a boat in order to hear them speak. The crowd size is mirrored in the number of surprise catch of fish that happens when the sermon is over. Fishermen become followers. We, like them, are invited to use our gifts to demonstrate the abundance of God's economy, filling our days with meaning. Hear now this word from the 5th chapter of Luke. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowds were pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats that were at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, that one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little ways from the shore. Then he sat down and he taught the crowds from the boat. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, they have already done this, and we've caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, we'll let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish, their nets were beginning to burst. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and they filled both boats and they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down on his knee at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were astounded at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. My friends, this is the word of God reminding us that we can never outspend the moment of meaningfulness that can fill us in these days.
Thank you.
So imagine a crowd so large that Jesus had to find a troubled fisherman and ask to use his boat so that he could get far enough away to speak to all of them, using the lake like an amphitheater to magnify his voice. We know Jesus had been attracting crowds, and why not? He was preaching to his hometown. He'd been attracting those crowds. And they were searching. They were searching for a message of hope. So Jesus, starting his ministry in this area, makes sense. since this area was ripe for revolution. These crowds following Jesus were destitute and desperate. They were made up of many different people who all felt Roman oppression differently, but just as acutely. And as Chet Myers, author of Healing Affluenza and Resisting Pluocracy, points out, true change can only come from below. So I think one of the takeaways from today's lesson is that the revolution starts at the ground level. So I think when we hear the story of the fishermen, I think we tend to be in awe of these fishermen. I mean, they left everything behind, right? Yet we're forgetting that they weren't well-paid employees with a stable job and a 401k. In actuality, fishing was the most miserable of professions. It ranked with shepherds as being hard and difficult and low-paying jobs. In our world, it's the dishwasher at a restaurant or the garbage collector. So while there's no doubt that Jesus was a compelling rabbi, perhaps the fishermen were desperate to find a better alternative than the career they already had. Did you notice that Jesus offers like this step-by-step process of calling Simon Peter and James and John to offer an opportunity that was life-giving instead of life-exhausting? So Simon Peter hears Jesus preaching, and being in the boat, I can't help but think that that was a really powerful moment. The message of love and hope in the midst of a desperate setting. Remember, Simon Peter and James and John have just returned from fishing all night with nothing to show for it. Next, Jesus offers an idea of going back out to fish. And doing this, I think there's a paradigm shift that occurs. It's a reminder that oftentimes we get in a rut and perhaps our hearts are not in it, so we tend to approach this job casually and with a not great attitude over and over again. Finally, Jesus encourages Simon Peter and James to take an opportunity to be courageous and to try something different. I can't help but think about that. And they do. The scriptures tell us they do. But let's be honest. What did they have to lose? So I think takeaway number two today is sometimes you have to be distressed in order for change to occur. And I guess this is the point where I wonder if we at First Pres and we in the United States are at a point where we might be ready to start a new journey. We're in a new reality here at First Pres. We are no longer a church that membership reads like the local country club. Our budget continues to get smaller and smaller as our membership declines. And I wonder if we're at a point where we might get distressed enough to think about a revolution, to hear a call from Jesus highlighting value beyond money and meaning beyond productivity. Simon Peter James, and John were tired. The fishing barely paid the bills, and they were at the bottom of society's success story. The stress of the physical drain of work was just the tip of the iceberg where stress was concerned. They were mentally and spiritually exhausted when they heard Jesus preach ideas that didn't include climbing the social ladder and 60 hours a week. And I wonder if that's takeaway three: shifting our thoughts oftentimes shifts our action and allows us to be courageous. I wonder if we're ready to look at and answer God's call to First Presbyterian in a new and courageous world, ready to change how we have always done things. Should I say it again? Are we ready to change the way we have always done it before? That's not to discount what's important. But I think it does mean we need to be willing to say our nets are empty more often than not these days. We need to courageously step into the new future, trusting that Jesus' call to disciples is our call as well. Do not be afraid. First Pres, do not be afraid. What would it take to leave how we've always done things behind and courageously pick up God's call to a revolution of compassion, justice, and peace? Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.